This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Obviously, there's a lot to deal with, but Maxey, they have a number of guys. Harris, Lowry's played well for them. Batum, obviously, been around a long time. A lot of big shots. Heal, great shooter, score. You know, we know we got to be ready.
I think they're for real. I think they're really good. I think they're fast. I think they can shoot. I think they hit the glass. I think they guard you. I think they've earned that seed. They've played really well and beaten a lot of good teams. So we'll have our work to do here in the next couple of days to get ready for them.
This is ESPN New York Tonight. Here's Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer.
The NBA playoffs are about to begin. It's going to be interesting. Knicks and Sixers. Gordon and I will talk about it right now. And a little baseball and a little hockey as well at 1-800-919-3776. Also via X, formerly Twitter, at Hardesty ESPN, at Gordon Damer, at ESPN NY, 98_7FM, along with Harvey and Joe Leo. We're here until midnight on 98.7 ESPN. Hey, Gordon Damer.
Larry Hardesty, how you feeling, my friend?
I'm feeling great. A little rainy. You know, a little rainy, a little chill in the air, but feeling great, my friend. How about yourself?
It does not feel like the start of the NBA playoffs. It feels like we're still kind of maybe late February, early March. But we're ready.
It feels like closer to the NFL playoffs.
It does. It feels like things are a little slow getting moving here.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, May is just a couple of weeks away, and it does not feel anything close to that right now.
This is an interesting time of the year, Gordon, because for the basketball fan and the hockey fan, this is the time where your season, you can see the end, right? You can see the end of your season and understand that in about maybe, 2 months or so, you're going to be immersed in baseball. It's going to be baseball in the morning. It's going to be baseball in the afternoon. It's going to be baseball at night, unless you're Harvey Cruz. Then you got a little MLS action. You got a little, you got a little hockey, got a little soccer action, but for the winter sports, you can see the end of it right about now.
Well, you're climbing the pyramid, right? And we're hoping that the Knicks are going to go very high up that pyramid. We're hoping that the Rangers are going to end up at the top of the pyramid. So we have, we'll have to see how the Islanders do, but this is, it's the second season, but we're hoping it's a deep season.
We absolutely are. And it was interesting, Gordon, because in watching the play-in, and you're looking to see who the Knicks are going to face, right? And you look at Embiid, and he's clearly not 100%. And you look at Jimmy Butler, and he's out for a couple of weeks, looks like. And you just understand that injuries are a part of this sport, part of sports period, but it's when you get them. And I was sitting here saying, you know, that Jimmy Butler, Gordon, that could have been Julius Randle coming back. Like one game, and then, you know, the shoulder, and you know, it's done. That's why, you know, in retrospect, I kind of wanted him to do the shoulder surgery right away so I know he's ready for next year. I wasn't thinking about him coming back. I respect him. I know he wanted to come back. Thank you. I get that you really wanted to play. Understood. You gave it a shot. But that's just the reality, Gordon. I'm looking at Jimmy Butler. I'm like, man, that could have been Julius Randle. But here's the thing. Don't think that Miami cannot beat Chicago on Friday without Jimmy Butler. They can. They absolutely. Is it going to be as easy? No. But they can beat them because Tyler Hero can hit threes. You got Bam on the Bayou on fire. So it's going to be interesting playing. But all eyes, Gordon, are looking at Knicks Sixers on Sunday. On Saturday.
Yep.
And are you leading into that?
No, I am 12-3 on Saturday.
Oh, okay. I thought that looks like a little Gordon Damer action, a little Gordon Damer in the afternoon.
Right. What better than to spend some time talking about what I learned on TikTok right before Knicks Sixers game one, you know?
It would be perfect. Take some of that edge off because you're going to be revved up.
Sure.
You're going to be a little nervous. Oh, my God, what's going to happen? Is Embiid going to show out? How are we going to deal with Maxey? You know, is Kyle Lowry going to you know, hit us again with some stuff? So there's a lot of stuff going on with this Knicks Sixers series, Gordon.
Absolutely. We talked about this back on Monday. Who do you want? You were more of the Sixers crowd, I felt like. I was much more. I wanted the Heat more. But look, it is what it is. I will say this. I think that this Knicks team should beat this Sixers team.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Knicks, for whatever reason, and these series, each game takes on a life of its own, right? There's, you get through one game and you're like, well, I know how this series is going to go. And then the second game takes place and it flips the entire series on its head.
Mm-hmm.
So, but with the Sixers being who they are, with Embiid being where he's at, with the season that the Knicks have had, there is no ifs, ands, or buts. The Knicks must beat the Sixers. Otherwise, this season has been a major disappointment.
Absolutely. It's a failed season.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you can say. It's a failed season. You know, with all the hopes that Knicks fans had and everything about, you know, the great January, Gordon, and what they were able to persevere. And, yeah, they had a rough couple of months after the All-Star break, but they found a way to pull some wins together late. If you don't get out of the first round, it's a failed season. And you can't – and, Gordon, you can't talk about injuries.
No.
That's not an excuse.
No.
That's not an excuse. And this doesn't take anything away from Philly. Because if Philly beats us, because Embiid had a series of his life, you couldn't find a way to beat him or Maxey or somebody else that we haven't even thought about. Gordon is going to be great. Dan Grosser had a great point before we took the air here on 98.7 ESPN. Kelly Oubre is going to be a pest on Jalen Brunson. You know that. It's going to be a taller player. It's going to be a guy who likes a little physical play. It's going to be a guy who, you know, can get under your skin. I also think that Nicholas Batum's going to see some time on Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, he was
Brunson.
Great the other night. All right.
He was very good the other night. So, once again, it's the adage that you and I have been preaching. It's about where's the other scoring coming from when they take Brunson away from you. And we'll get an early idea about what that's going to be and who that's going to be on Saturday.
Yeah, but if for any reason the Knicks lose this series, all the things that all the doubters have said all year, they will be proven to be right. Well, you know, nobody really cares about the regular season. Only the Knicks care about the regular season. Brunson might be great, but he's not a 1A. All those conversations that we had and have been put to rest based on the fact the Knicks ended up as the second seed.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into the playoffs and you're the second seed in whatever conference, I don't care how good it is, how bad it is, and you lose in the opening round, the only thing you leave the playoffs with is the title of a fraud.
Mm.
That's it.
That's right.
So the Knicks, I'm confident they are going to win this series. I think that they should win this series. But if for any reason, worst case scenario, Larry, they lose this series in seven games and all of a sudden Embiid hit the fountain of youth or hit the Epsom salts or whatever to become 100% again.
Yeah.
However, it turns out if the Knicks don't win this series, it is going to be a very painful offseason.
And Tibbs is going to be blamed.
Oh, we know that going in. That's like one of those stories where they start with the ending and then they work their way back, right? Like, oh, this would be an amazing ending for a movie. All right, how do we get there? That we all know that. No matter how the Knicks exit the playoffs.
Yes.
Because here's the thing. Everybody loves Brunson, and rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to get blamed.
Nope.
Maybe some of the role players might, but again, they're role players. Now, if Randall were here, it would be him and Tibbs, co-goats for whenever things go wrong. But no, we know that for sure. No matter if, how, or when the Knicks season ends, the majority of the blame will go to Tibbs.
Gordon, you're verified Knick haters. If he hadn't played people so long during the regular season, they would have had some left for the postseason.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, the second seed really doesn't matter that much. They shouldn't have been pushing for the second seed. They should have pulled their guys in the fourth quarter of that game. We know how it's going to go. We know how it's going to go.
We hear it already. Don't we hear it in our heads, Gordon?
Absolutely.
And oh, by the way, Randall will get a little bit. You know what? If he had gotten the surgery right away, he probably could have came back. He probably could have.
There
came
will
back.
Be. You know what? You're right, Larry. Even if he doesn't play, there will be that crowd that will find a way to blame him for some reason. But look, I don't know that this is necessarily the matchup that Knick fans wanted, but it's the one you got. I think it's a very interesting matchup.
It is.
It might be the most interesting matchup in the Eastern Conference in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Sixers are a very interesting team. What Embiid are you going to get? I think Tyrese Maxey is obviously fantastic.
Fabulous
but like
player.
With a lot of the other storylines with the Knicks, who's going to step up for them? Who's going to step up in relation to Jalen Brunson? Who's going to be that second scorer for the Knicks? So there's a lot of stuff to dive into tonight.
The Milwaukee-Orlando series, Gordon, has my eyebrow raised now that there's some, you know, questions about availability for Giannis in that series. So that's another one now. This young Orlando team, you know, that Knicks fans kind of were looking forward to also. I was kind of interested to see how they would perform against the Knicks, even though you knew the Knicks, they had taken the series from the Knicks during the regular season. But, you know, injuries and height differences, and they played them at a time when the Knicks had no height. Like, everybody seemed to be injured on their front line. So with a very potent front line that Milwaukee has, obviously a little bit different without Giannis, that's an interesting series to me as well.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, there are other interesting series in the first round. But to me, the one that really kind of catches my eye is Knicks Sixers. You know,
yes,
like
the
Knicks Philly thing is interesting.
I'm
kind
of
the fact that Buddha is our one of our big callers, and he's a big Sixers guy. So
yes,
I like that angle of it as well.
Yep.
So there's a lot of good stuff. And look, the Sixers are not really a seven seed, right?
Like no,
they were
not
on their for a good portion of the season. They were thinking they were going to be the two.
They
seed.
Were three,
right? So. But it does seem like Embiid is, I know they were saying today, like 70%. I don't even know if he's that. And
yeah.
I don't even know if he's going to make it through the series.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You don't. You really don't know. You really don't know. I'm counting on Philly to play the way Buddha always complains about them playing in this series. That's what I'm counting
from
on.
From his lips to God's ear. I want to see a lot of Tobias Harris in this series,
yes, I do.
Larry.
Yes, I do.
This is the time to unleash Tobias Harris.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon, if I had one wish, it would be once again to walk through the garden in the playoff atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Where when you walk in the building, Gordon, all the times I walked in, just feel like you want to play. Like you want to put on your uniform and get on the court because there's an electricity, there's an atmosphere about it. It's just, it just drives you nuts. It really does.
It's the power of the crowd, which even for Knick games during the regular season, it feels that way. But in the playoffs, when there's expectations, when it's not just, hey, we're here and we're kind of happy to be here. This year, there are real expectations of finding out where the Knicks actually measure up in this Eastern Conference. So I'm sure that when you get Knicks fans engaged like that, I mean, they're pretty engaged all the time, but playoff time is absolutely different. And it almost feels like they speak through one voice.
Yeah.
It's a very loud voice, right?
It is. But Gordon, they can get real quiet real fast.
Wow, that's like anything, right? That can sometimes happen. But if it gets quiet real fast, if it continues, then the groans come out.
Yes.
And those groans can be very loud as well. So.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. Off to the phones we go. 1-800-919-3776. Spike in St. Pete. He starts us off on ESPN New York Tonight.
Boys, good to talk to you. It's funny, I'm just talking to my wife and saying, you know, I talked to my friend and my boys, and I talked to you guys and Michael I talked to today, and there's nothing like Knicks-centric New York. And I know that feeling, Larry. I didn't miss a playoff game forever. And just walking in that building, if you're still credentialed and you can get there, man, I'd love to go with you guys. But you guys have been wonderful. And you know, look, this is second-guessing. Without Jimmy Butler, of course I choose the Heat. You know, I mean, that's, and I think they may lose because Kobe White's been brilliant. I mean,
he's been unbelievable.
He's been unbelievable. You know, Chicago plays four guards and Vucevic. It's crazy. Valanciunas. Yeah, they're really good. We've seen enough of them in the last 15 days to have an opinion on the Bulls, but they're pretty good. And I would be surprised if Miami beats them. But my buddy Chick said he's going to throw a zone out last night and confuse Philadelphia. Boy, where did that work in the first half? So, listen, to me, And I've asked everybody, you said you opened the show up, Gordon, with 70%. He looked about 50% to me. And you go after him. You go after that. Make him, you know, go slide that leg over. Run. Josh Hart goes end-to-end better than anyone on the Nick team. You know, he just does. And just let them chase you, and he'll tire. Look, Nicholas Batum's not making six shots from the three-point corner. But that's a function of the zone. That's all that was. Now, he made them. And he's probably 35, 36 years old, and he's a pretty good defensive player, but he's well past his prime. I think the matchup is fine. I think we're better than Philadelphia. I want to win that first game so badly. I just, you know, I want a comfortable win. We've had a half a dozen of those in the last month or so, you know. Mm-hmm. They're big wins. Nice. And I think we're the better team. I think we're better than both teams. But Zion is down. Jimmy is down. Who'd I miss? Embiid is hurt. And I saw the spreads. The spreads are crazy. Mm-hmm. Dallas is favored on the road over the Clippers. And Philly's favored in this series by 125. It makes no sense.
It's very slightly that Philly is fair. It's pretty much a 50-50 series.
Pretty much a pickle.
So pretty close.
So the seeding's a fake number, right? That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that a lot of it is that it's based on people's perception. It's based on bettors' perception. So when they envision the Sixers with Embiid back, they think, oh, well, the Sixers, when Embiid was healthy early in the year, should have been a 2 or a 3 seed. And people are generally late to bandwagons.
Yeah.
And maybe the fact that the Knicks were down for as long as they were, it takes a while for the casual, the non-Knick fan, the casual observer to realize what's really going on with the Knicks. So I like the fact that the Knicks are the underdogs. I want to be the underdogs. Let everybody else talk. Let everybody else say whatever they want to say. It will be settled on the court, and that's where the Knicks excel.
Dave's in the car. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to touch on this gambling thing. I want to kind of give you my analogy of it and just see if you agree with me. I'm going to start. Just hold the gambling to the side for a second. I remember when the CTE injuries broke out in football. The Pittsburgh Steelers center died homeless in the car outside of the stadium, had a lot of mental problems. Duerson of the Bears committed suicide. People still didn't take it seriously. It wasn't until a big-time player who was super charismatic and a Hall of Famer blew his chest out so that the brain could be examined, and that was Junior Seau. And at that moment, I think everyone in the sports world said, this CTE thing is huge. Now, that same emotion with this Porter kid getting suspended, right, banned from basketball, and the Ohtani thing that's hovering out there right now, I just have a feeling that as this Porter kid was suspended, there are a lot of players in the NBA, in baseball, and in football who have severed their ties with whoever's making their bets as their shadow betting person, or some of them are seeking a way to actually get around it and keep their habit going. I don't think the problem's buried. Silver did the right thing, but suppose you find a star player. I'm just throwing a name out there. Let's just say a Kevin Durant-like player is gambling. What do you do? Do you really think the NBA is going to ban him? Or should they have an oversight committee to really make sure this thing is brought under wraps? I just don't think it's going to go away.
No, Dave, thanks for the phone call. Gordon, I think it's got a possibility of blowing wide open. And it's funny because while the NBA is, you know, we got the NBA situation with Porter. He's been banned. You got, you know, Otani in that situation. The NFL has reinstated 5 players who were suspended indefinitely last year for violating the gambling policy. So they seem to either have a way to deal with it and bring the players back, but it is going to be interesting to see how it goes going forward.
Yeah, well, I think the Porter thing is different because he was basically betting against his own team.
Yeah.
And betting against his own performance. It wasn't just like he was placing a bet on a game or anything like that. Well, look, do I think that these leagues and the power that they wield would look to shield a superstar from being lost to the sport in a gambling situation? Yes, I absolutely do think that. But if they ever did that, there will be somebody who will find out that story, and then it blows and it makes it a whole lot worse. So I don't put anything past any of these leagues. At the end of the day, they are not a business. They're not a league. They're not a sport. They are a business, and they that view everything that they do through that prism. What is best for their business?
Mm-hmm.
So what's best for their business is not to ban some superstar or to throw some superstar out of the game for life. So do I think that they would probably hide it? Yeah, I think they probably would try to, but at some point the truth generally gets out.
But I think they wouldn't have a problem banning a superstar for a period of time, Gordon.
Well, if it's the same thing as the Porter thing, I don't think you could ever allow somebody back in the game like that.
If it's like that, you can't do it.
Right, but if you're saying it's like the NFL cases where somebody has violated the rules, they were gambling, maybe they were even gambling on their sport, but they weren't gambling on their team or their performance, yes, you ban them for a while, and then I do believe in second chances, so I would like to see that happen. But it kind of depends on what the details are. The Porter one is unique in that I don't see how, if it's a star player, if it's not a star player, I just don't think you can allow that person back in your sport.
No, you can't.
And really, it's the height of stupidity. The thing that you weren't going to get caught doing that.
Says a lot about Porter.
It really does, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, it does.
And I'm not a smart person, but I'm not that dumb.
No.
So, how you think so when something feels dumb happens that even is too dumb for me, I really judge that harshly, Larry.
Can you imagine his brother playing right now? How does he feel?
Oh, man. That's tough. Know?
It is. And then, listen, Gordon, we know probably he's not doing it, but are all eyes, how many eyes are on him to see what he's doing?
You would have to, you would have to think if one person did it. You know what social media teaches us is that there really are no unique experiences.
Yeah.
Like everything that you're going through on a regular basis, you think, oh, I'm the only person that deals with this. There's someone else out there who has the same thoughts, the same feelings, the same tragedies, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're telling me there was already one person in the league doing this, I would think that there might be a person in every league.
Yeah.
Doing
something like it.
Mm-hmm.
Doing something similar. Or doing something that's not so obvious.
Right. Well, it would not be hard to hide it a little better than this. This was not exactly Ocean's 11.
It was not. 1-800-919-3776. When we return, Gordon, I've heard some conversation about fans saying, the Knicks should run the ball, push the tempo, make Embiid run up and down. I agree, but I got some concerns about that. We'll discuss it next on 98.7 ESPN.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Get to the calls in a second. Gordon, I was having a chat with a good friend of mine who's done wonders, had a lot of good jobs in the NBA. And we were talking about people saying, listen, Embiid's tired. Push the basketball. Make him run. Make him run. I agree with that. The downside to that is, Gordon, Maxey loves to run on the break.
Right.
Tobias Harris loves to run on the break. Kelly Oubre loves to run on the break. So I'm not trying, if I'm the Knicks, I'm not trying to get into a, an up and
track
down.
Track meet, right.
I'm not trying to get in a track meet because with Embiid, he'll be the trail and pull up from three. And I got my big man, I got Hardenstein and Mitchell Robinson inside. He's pulling up for open threes with nobody in his face. Next thing I know, Philly's on the 10-0 run or something like that. So you got to, if you're going to run, and I agree, you push the basketball. But Gordon, on the other side, you got to have balance getting back because they love to push the bat. They love to do transition as well.
Yeah. Look, I think it's like anything else. You got to pick your spots, right? Like you don't want to play all one speed all the time because then it becomes less effective and the other team can kind of figure it out. So you want to find it and pick your spots and. I'm sure Tibbs will have and I would say this as well. I don't think that Tibbs is going to do too much to sacrifice defense.
No, he won't.
Yeah, right. So
no, that's the priority.
And look, they got a deep list of role players too.
They do.
It can hurt you at times. So
they do.
And I'm sure, however long this series goes, there'll be one game at some point that Kyle Lowry does something that makes us scream at the clouds.
There's no question about it. He's just a pain in the you-know-what.
Right. Well, I'm kicking myself because when he became available, I'm like, nah, I don't want the Knicks to get Kyle Lowry because He's too old. He's over the hill. Yeah. He's not the same guy anymore. So the sports gods being the sports gods, I'll be taught a lesson as a result.
I felt the same way about DeMar DeRozan. And look how he's performed.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you know, yeah, he's a great player, but his days are behind him.
Oh, I mean, well behind. He's not. How good can he be anymore, right?
I mean, what has he had, like 20 consecutive games or 20 points or more or something like that? Mm-hmm. He's been amazing. It's been amazing. Now, he did miss the key jumper late, so I felt a little better against the Knicks. He missed the jumper, but Gordon, he is a solid. Listen, may not be a three-point guy, but mid-range, he is a killer. The lost spot, the lost shot in the NBA, the mid-range shot, killer. Bet ESPN bet, 90% of his shots are going to be from there. He'll hit them.
Exactly.
Make a killing. Back to the phones we go. Joe's in Long Beach. What's up, Joe?
Hey, yo.
Hey, Joe.
You think the listeners of ESPN and New York want to hear about the hobbled-up Philadelphia 76ers? No. I'm calling about, can we stop for a second and put some respect on the New York Knicks season? Let's take a step back. We had a top-five scoring offense, top-five defense. We ended up second in the East, losing our all-NBA player Julius Randle, on top of which have had injuries all across our up and down our starting five, and we got the second seed in the East. Man, we haven't had a point guard since I've been alive. And now we got Jalen Brunson damn near averaging 35-plus points a game, dropping gems, even thanking fans in the paper. Like, what is going on? This is one of the best Knicks seasons I have ever been a part of. And if the Philadelphia Philly, 76ers are in our way this first round, I'm telling you right now, they're going down. We need to start talking more about the Knicks on this station and how we're going to wallop that team. I don't want to hear anything other than that.
All right, Joe, well, you must be new to the party. I don't know. Maybe Joe just found the dial. I'm not sure. Maybe he just downloaded the app, Larry. We're here after every game talking about how great this season has been, how great Brunson has been, how great the team has played, how amazing it is that the second seed, this is going to be a deep run, how Eastern Conference Finals is now an expectation. It's not just something that would be, hey, that would be nice. No, there is now, you're the two seed. You're expected to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. So I don't necessarily disagree with anything Joe was saying outside of the fact that, like, we're now just going to start talking about the, hey, Nick, hey Larry, have you watched the Knicks at all this year?
I mean, Gordon, I think we have followed, is it safe to say, at least 60 of the 82?
Probably. Outside of the West Coast games that end at midnight, we're here, yeah.
And have we, I mean, we've talked about Jalen Brunson alone.
Oh, my gosh. In the last, since the start of the basketball season, which is kind of close to the football season, kind of close to the end of the baseball season, we talked about who we've talked about the most the last 5 years. In the last calendar year, I'm guessing Jalen Brunson might be number one.
Might be. He's past Judge.
Yeah. I mean, we talk a ton of Knicks.
Yeah, we do.
That's like our bread and butter. Now, look, football is football, and you can't really defeat football. But
no, you can't.
If there's nothing pressing with the Jets or the Giants, the Knicks are the only team that can hold a candle to that amount of talk that we have.
And we have to talk Philly because that's who they're playing.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. I kind of feel like it would be a dereliction of duty if we didn't talk about the first round opponent, since we've been waiting to kind of find out.
Yeah.
This is the first show we've had since we know who the first round opponents are.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, Knicks fans are feisty and rightfully
absolutely.
So. And to say that this is the best Knicks season that you, it's not like you got a lot of competition there.
Yeah, it's true.
Outside of probably the last couple of years, you're going back a ways.
And here's the problem, Gordon. It's not over yet.
It's not over yet.
And what? How did we start this show? You know, if things don't go as you expect, it's going to change how you look at this season.
No question. Think about it, right? If you go and you watch a movie, and the first 90 minutes of that movie is unbelievable, but they don't stick the landing, How do you come away from the movie? Oh, it was a good movie for a bit, but the ending was so stupid. Oh, Game of Thrones, right? First six or seven season of Game of Thrones. It's the best show ever. It's winning all these awards. Now you can't even rewatch the thing because it's so preposterous. The ending was so bad, you got to throw it away. So, no, it's great what the Knicks have done. It makes you believe that there's a lot more good stuff to come. But if for any reason that doesn't happen, yes, absolutely. The ending of this season will tell you how you look back on this season and how you feel.
Even as great, Gordon, as great as the series The Sopranos was,
right?
How many people talked about the ending?
Yeah. Right. And that was the thing at the time. Absolutely.
Many people talked about that ending?
Mm-hmm.
How could you end it like that? Great series. What do you do? Fade to black? What?
Right. Well, you might. Spoiler alert. If you've not seen The Sopranos, Larry just gave it away. So you might.
I did. But I think you've seen it 20 years, maybe.
Yeah, it's been out there for a while. You've had your opportunities. Yes, you've had your opportunities.
Gordon, I'm not going to tell you to watch this series on Netflix. I'm not.
Okay.
But what you said happened in the series that I watched on Netflix. Okay. Four. It was a mini series. Four episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Four episodes. And Gordon, they decided to end it where you don't know what happened.
Oh, it's terrible. I hate that.
Gordon.
And sometimes you see it coming, right? Like,
yes.
I'm seven episodes in. This is the last episode. Man, they got a lot of stuff to wrap up here.
Yeah.
And then they'll tell you, season two is coming in 2026. 2026? We might not be here in 2026. 2026 is not promised to anybody.
It isn't.
Oh, neither is 2025. That's the worst.
Right, Dan, this is even worse.
2024. With the way things are.
But Gordon, this is even worse than that. This is even worse than that. I'll give you the scenario.
What's the name of this show?
I'll look it up during the break.
Right,
I'll tell you.
All right.
But it's a four episode miniseries.
Right.
Okay. Either he's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's not guilty.
Okay.
It's a simple thing.
Simple. One or the
other. He's guilty or he's not guilty. Gordon, they can't figure it out at the end.
Oh, that's terrible.
They can't figure it out. So I watched it. My wife says, Jeanette says, okay, so tell me what happened. How does it end?
Nothing.
She says, so is he guilty or not?
Right. Where'd you leave it? I left it. I was still waiting to find out if he's guilty or not. Well, that's the way it left it. That's the way he left it for me, too. I watched the whole thing and still don't know. That's terrible.
I don't know. She says, so you just don't want to tell me? No, I don't know.
No.
So you're going to make me watch it? I don't know.
There is no answer. They're going back to the drawing board. Maybe season two will give us an answer finally.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
In the spirit of the second annual DPietro and Rothenberg pregame party coming up on Thursday, May 2nd, I thought we'd have a little Mets, a little Mets baseball music here.
Yeah.
Come out and see the live broadcast. It begins at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset, just steps away from the Manhasset station on the LIRR, where after the show, the crew will take the train to Citi Field for the matinee game against the Cubs. It's a pregame party with Rick and Dave on Thursday, May 2nd, brought to you by Montauk Brewing Company, Come As You Are, by Zing Zang, America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails, available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy. Please Zing Zang responsibly.
And hopefully this time when the crew go out there and they leave Citi Field, they'll leave it in a better place than the last time they went out there.
I am confident.
It was right off the mountaintop, right after.
I am confident the way the Mets are playing now, they will respond. They will be happy to receive Rick and Dave and the company and all the crew, and they will continue playing, Gordon, very surprisingly
sharp
for me,
yeah,
the way they're playing.
Yeah, this
right
has
now
been great.
It's been unbelievable. So, and we'll talk baseball a little later in the show, but I'm just saying, Gordon, I'm watching Harrison Bader, and I'm like, this is the Harrison Bader that the Yankees got during the postseason that year that he was here. Right, home runs, great catches, timely hits. and I'm waiting. But for right now, I'll enjoy it.
They've turned it around after the bad first five games.
Yes.
And they're playing exciting. The pitching is holding up. The offense is carrying the load. The bullpen has looked pretty good, like some of the things that Mendoza's doing as manager. Uh-huh. You get Rick and Dave out there along with the company.
Yeah.
A nice May day. What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? Severino looks amazing to me, Gordon. I did not expect him to look like this.
You just hope it continues.
I'm hoping. I got everything crossed. Eyes, toes, fingers, everything.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-919-3776. Ray's in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Oh, there goes
Ray. There goes Lee's Ray. In Brooklyn. Let's go to Lee. He's right next door in Brooklyn. What's up, Lee?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? What's up, Gordon? What's up,
Lee?
Larry?
How we doing? Hey.
Oh, man, what a break you guys. We caught a break here with this whole thing with Joel Embiid being in the situation that he's in, you know, being a little hobbled there. You know, and I think they play they don't play like a whole complete team. They play like they have a superstar. Even though we do have one like that, but Knicks play more like a team. Mm. So I think that the path is very clear for the New York Knicks. I think that if we go through Philly, it'd either also be after that Cleveland, Chicago, or Milwaukee, and then Boston. So I think that truly the Knicks have a chance of actually getting to the finals, not just the Eastern Conference Finals, but they have a chance to get to the NBA Finals. I want to know what you guys think of that.
Lee, thanks for the phone call. Let me get past Philly first.
Yeah, can we walk before we run? I mean, I don't want to rip off Tibbs' act, but there is something to be said Philly. For one game at a time. I'm not even saying one game Philly. At a time. Can we go one series at a time?
Yeah, I got to get past Philly. I got to get past Philly first.
Now, look, you're right in that with the Knicks being the two seed, mm-hmm. This is not like last year. It's not like the first year where you're not really, I'd like for them to win a series, but as a lot of the work now has been put into this roster. They made the big trade for OG. You know the group you got, and they played well and all that type of stuff. So when you go in as the two seed, it's not just about winning a playoff series. It's about going deeper than that. But let's not rush it either. Enjoy this.
Absolutely. And besides, I'm not convinced that Chicago beats Miami yet. I don't know.
Lee is like the guy who's already knows what he's picking at dinner even before you show up at the restaurant. Like he's researching the meal ahead of time. I'm getting this for the main course. I'm getting this for dessert.
Yep. So I'll say this, Lee. If everything breaks right, yes, anything can happen. If anything breaks right, yes. And I know that's as generic as a host can be, Gordon.
Right.
But that's how you have to look at it because the series changes. One injury changes the whole series. Look at Miami now. People have Miami out.
Right.
They don't think Miami can – they don't think Miami is over now. Chicago's going to beat Miami and move on. Miami's done. I don't know that.
You got to compartmentalize this a little bit. Let's just keep it to the framework we're working with right now.
Absolutely.
And whatever you get in the next round,
we'll take
it. So be it. We'll deal with that then, and you'll feel good about whoever it is because the Knicks have that kind of team and have played that style of basketball this year, but one thing at a time.
Yep. Once again, keep this in mind. Where's the other scoring coming from with the Knicks? And when you watch every game in the series, as long as they're in there, that's what you have to find out. Because as great as Brunson has been, and there's not enough adjectives that we can describe how great he's been, Gordon. Not enough adjectives. There's not a coach in the NBA that's going to let him beat them in the postseason. No. They're going to bang him. Right. They're going to rough him up. They're going to double team him. They're going to do everything. Their whole thing is somebody else is beating us beside Jalen Brunson. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do that the whole series, and there's going to be stretches where he will get off and play his game. But, Gordon, you have to have other people to help him.
And they will do it with a greater intensity than they did in the regular season, right? Yep. Like, that was a focus in the regular season. But now when you're playing a series against another team, they will come up with different ways because you're playing them each time out, and it'll have a different intensity as the playoffs do. So in the regular season, yes, that's what you want to do, but it's not generally life or death. This is life and death.
It is. Let's go to another Lee in Manhattan. He's next on 98.7. What's up, Lee?
Gentlemen. Listen, to the Lee in Brooklyn, I just want to let him know.
Yeah, get your Lees in line there, Lee, all right?
I'm originally born and raised Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. I just sleep in Manhattan. Okay. I just sleep in Manhattan. Couple of quick things, gentlemen. And one is for you, Larry, that I have to get back with you on this question that I maybe you misunderstood the question last week. But
okay.
Let me just, first of all, talk about Miami and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago can beat Miami. The question is, can they beat Spoelstra? That's the key to Chicago beating Miami. It's not beating Miami because of Butler being out. It's beating Eric Spoelstra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he finds a way to get it done. Okay. Now, you gentlemen made a comment early in the show when you first started off about if the Knicks don't get out of the first round, it's a failed season. Because they're in the number two position, where I sort of disagree. And only because, okay, when you look at where we were basically all year long and at the beginning of the new year, we've been fighting the 4, 5, 6 for the majority of 2024. Since the beginning of the year, okay? Then you have other teams that ran into obstacles just like we did. Injuries hit when they hit. So we are in the position that we're in because the basketball gods put us here. It's fate. So now we're expected to achieve. We're expected to advance to the second round. No excuses. But if we were a number four seed, okay, playing a five, which basically a 4 and 5 is basically even, we wouldn't be talking about a failed season if the Knicks didn't get out of the first round.
No, I think you would still be talking that it was a failed season if they didn't get out of the first round, because last year they did get out of the first round. Now, maybe it would be more, there would be more angles of it that you could play out to maybe excuse it away. Oh, well, there was this one game, it was this one play. But yeah, the higher up you are in the seedings, yeah, there's more pressure on you to perform. So even if they were to get ousted in a 4-5 matchup, there would still be that, hey, it was a disappointing end to a season. But when you're a two seed, there's going to be more pressure on you. So it's going to be – and really, it's not that it's the Knicks. It's anybody. Anybody that's the two seed. You lose in the first round of the playoffs, that is unacceptable.
And add to that, Lee, yeah, the Knicks had a lot of the injuries. There's no question about it. They've been world chronicled. And they really did. I mean, look what happened to Philly with Embiid. I mean, they just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the injuries that were catastrophic to teams. And I get it. Had the Knicks lost Jalen Brunson for the amount of time that Philly lost, you know, Embiid, it would have been the same with the Knicks. But so they were able to have some other folks, and they were able to keep Brunson even though he missed a couple of games. But nevertheless, it's whether you're the fourth seed, the third seed, second seed, when you have a season like the Knicks had to survive all that, and then you go out in the first round, that's a failed season, my friend. And I don't believe in, you know, I'm Gordon, it's kind of like, it's not like, I'm not a Yankee fan that says, okay, we didn't get to the World Series, it's a failed season.
No.
This would be a failed season.
Absolutely. If you are a second seed in any conference, if you're the second seed in hockey, if you're the second seed in the NFL playoffs and you don't win the first game you play, it's impossible for it not to damage what all came before that. Because it ends in such a thud. You go into any playoff series or any playoff season as the number two seed, that means, oh, we're expected to really go far. We're one away from the number one seed.
Exactly.
And that goes for the Knicks as well.
I mean, they weren't the number two seed, but look at the Mets. Going 101 win season.
Oh, of course.
Get wiped out by San Diego. It's a failed season.
Absolutely.
And they still haven't recovered. Still haven't recovered.
Right.
1-800-919-3776. When we return, we'll continue on Nick Talk. Gordon, there's one player, there's two Nick players I have my eyes on in this series. I need to see what they bring to the table. Two. There's others, but these are the main two. I'll explain who they are next on 98.7 ESPN.